Aleluia, aleluia, aleluia,
Aleluia,
aleluia.
aleluia,
I am the way, the truth, and life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia. 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 Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While Jesus was going through a field of grain on a Sabbath, the disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing this, what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry? We went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which only the priest could lawfully eat, ate of it, and shared it with his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Saturday is traditionally dedicated to honoring Mary in one way or another. So I'd like to suggest one way we can try to honor Mary. I think this is important. I think all of us can do something to promote this, is try to promote the fifth Marian dogma. Yeah. Try to promote the fifth Marian dogma. And what that would be is three phrases that are actually taken from Lumen Gentium chapter 8, which is one of the most authoritative documents on Mary in the past 60 years. And that would be, Mary is mediatrix of all graces. That's the first. Second would be, Mary as co-redemptrix. The third would be, Mary's coadjutrix. Those are three phrases that are taken from Lumen Gentium chapter 8, which is the dogmatic constitution on the church. Your professor, I think you've had a Mark Miravalle, over the past probably 20 years, I mean, he's really probably the biggest promoter of it, maybe in the country, and I've heard, you know, talks by him and YouTube. He really, he's very passionate about it. I don't know if he was back when you were studying many years ago, but he was really passionate about it, and I am too. I'm probably one of his most faithful followers, and I try to promote it wherever I go. Mediatrix of all graces means all the graces come to us from God, but through Mary, like a bridge, a channel. One of the fathers of the church says that the church is the mystical body of Christ. Christ is the head, we're the members, and Mary is the neck. Okay? I kind of like that, no? So the church is not the hunchback of Notre Dame, no? Notre Dame, interesting. No? But rather, the graces come through Mary. And co-redemptrix means that there's only one mediator between God and humanity, and that's Christ. However, God chose Mary to collaborate with him in the work of redemption. And that was from the moment of her Immaculate Conception, the virginal conception from which she said yes to the angel, but especially underneath the cross. So when Mary's underneath the cross, she's collaborating most fully, you might say, in the work of redemption. Relevant Radio today, there was a good commentary on the faith of Mary, and one of the comments that they made is that Mary's faith was always strong. She was the only one on Saturday that really believed that Christ was going to rise. The others, forget it. They didn't believe, but Mary believed. And no one suffered as much as Mary, but no one had as great joy and hope and faith as Mary had. Then coadjutrix, it's not a word that's used too often, but it means Mary as our helper.
Co-redeemer.
No, co-redemptrix would be the coadjutrix, which means Mary is our helper. So when we're going through tough times, we should turn to Mary. And one of the saints that probably promoted that most was John Bosco, who should be Our Lady, Help of Christians. So maybe write a letter to the Pope, okay? If we can get maybe 9 letters out, you know, within the next couple of days, and that'll help. When he comes back from Africa, maybe he'll read our letters and he'll start to think about having this as a proclaimed Marian dogma. Now, if I were the Pope, I'm not going to be Pope, I would have three different dogmas, because they're very different. Mediatrix, co-redemptrix, coadjutrix, they're related, but they're different. So, who knows, maybe we'll get 3 new Marian dogmas in time. And once it happens, many graces will flow upon us. So my last thing is try to always promote Marian devotion in the school, in your families, wherever you go, try to promote Marian devotion, and that will give you a lot of peace and a lot of joy, because Mary is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Amen.